Warning, this podcast is not affiliated with Fox, Next Level Chef, the contestants, or its production. Hey, it's Chef Kelsey Murphy from MasterChef Season 11, here with my filmmaker friend, Pete Ferrero. We are here to chat with you all about Next Level Chef Season 3. Each week, we will break down every episode to chat about the contestants, their dishes, and all of the drama that is sure to unfold.
Hi.
Hello. Hi.
Hello.
How are you?
How are you?
I'm so annoyed that you're here, Alex, because
she's like, me too.
like I just wanted to hang out and eat wings, your wings.
They were good.
They look so good. All right.
I love that. Well, we'll get to it too, because I always do this. I'm like, oh, I have so much to talk about. I'm like, no, this is for the recording. Let's wait till we start.
A big wings person. So when you made yours, I was like, oh, that's exactly what I would order at the restaurant. And then I saw his and I was like, who would want those? I'm sorry. We'll get it.
Hey guys, welcome to The Real Eats. Kelsey here with my good friend Pete. And we are here with an exclusive interview from the most recently eliminated contestant from Next Level Chef. Alex, welcome to the podcast. I'm so sorry we have to come and talk to you, but we loved watching you on the show. And we can't wait to hear from you now. So welcome.
Thank you. I appreciate you guys having me.
It's awesome to have you. I'm curious to know what this process of getting on this show was like. Were you a fan of it? And what was the process like? How did it feel to get on and go through those? Because it was a different thing where you had to like go through auditions and whatnot. So what was that process like?
Yeah, so it was funny. Originally, I got a DM from Lindsay and I thought it was fake. Like I thought it was a spam account. And it was like, do you want to be on Next Level Chef? I'm like, there's no way that this is real. Like, this is a spam. Like, I'm not going to click on this. And my boyfriend was like, no, you should entertain it. And I did. And then it turned out that it was legit. So I went through the whole process, finally got to set. And that's when they told us, like, hey, you're not officially on the show. You have to actually audition and kind of show your worth. And I'm like, great. Fantastic. So
that was an interesting spin.
Yeah.
That this year they made people, actually audition to get on.
I'm sorry.
Yeah, it was like a weird spin this year that you had to actually audition to get on.
I kind of liked it.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I thought it was really cool. And it's so fun. I always find it funny that like casting, they just like kind of like do this, like slide into your DMs and you're like, what? Like,
yeah.
This legit? Like,
we've heard that. Yeah. So you get there. Were you a fan of it? Had you seen it?
I have, yeah. I had a couple of friends that were on last season, so they were on it. I watched it, and I just was never expecting to myself even be on a cooking show.
Hmm.
How did you feel like when you got there, seeing obviously like Gordon and Naisha, like Rich? You know, like what was that like? Were they intimidating? Were they super welcoming? What was going through your mind? And did you have someone that you were like, I want to be on this person's team?
Yeah. So when we first walked up, like it was the set and then the judges were right there. And I honestly wanted to do like a walk around because I really thought that Gordon was a hologram. And I also
amazing.
Like I still don't believe that it was there. And I'm literally watching myself on TV. I didn't really have a preference of whose team to be on. I was just happy to be there and happy to, you know, show the skills that I have.
And you were in the social media. You were one of the social media rounds, right? Is that am I getting that right?
Home Chef.
Oh, Home Chef.
Woohoo!
You were in the Home Chef round.
It kind of blew up from a potato video. Like I've spent 2 years like busting my butt to make videos and to like make sure I have good content. And I was like stuck at like 3,000 to 5,000. Like it was not going anywhere. And then I posted this like random potato video just to put out content. And it has almost 1 million views because my boyfriend bit his fork. And so then it got me all of these followers. And I'm like, are you kidding me? Like you're the reason why I gained followers.
So the internet's so weird like that. Like it's like, there's no rhyme or reason to it. And you just like have to keep
it
it's
going.
So annoying. That's so annoying. I'm in that world too. And I'm like,
now you can't break up because this is the thing. So this week, this episode was a tough week for you. But it wasn't, because it feels
Right.
like what you put out as your dish was really great. So it was, that must have been weird, because you were consistent and good, you know?
Yeah. I think what it was is I don't have any culinary experience. Like, everything that I've done, I've taught myself. And I do meat. I do outside meat. So I think in the culinary world, I might have been the weakest one there. And they were like, okay, we're gonna send her into elimination, even though she has a good dish.
Yeah, it's so hard when, like, they're tasting the dishes, like, on the episode, you're watching them, and every dish, you're like, this is great. This is great. And I'm sure, like, in edit, it's a little bit different, but it appeared that way, that, like, every dish was so good. There was only one,
yeah,
really, the churros that, like,
well, that's my
but
thing.
Then she, like, got saved. So it just, like, that didn't matter. It took her out of contention. I was like, cause yeah. I was like, oh, well, she's definitely going home. And then
totally.
I'm like, well, oh, obviously they saved that group because, you know,
yeah.
So there was a whole thing to it. And I was like, oh, this is, like, a bummer this early in the season to have,
yeah,
to have somebody go home for good dishes. Like, usually in the beginning, that's not how it happens, and it stinks, because then you feel like, well, this person could have, like, gone so far.
Yeah.
But
the thing for me is, though, like, I felt like the churros dish was so bizarre that instead of it being, like, the best dish, it should have been the worst dish is the what's really more important here, because that was so weird and everybody else was so good. What did you see the churro dish? What did you think of it?
We don't see anything. So, like, we just have what we cooked, and then we put it on the platform, and then we stand, and they kind of, like, judge, and then they tell the food. So, like, me watching it on the TV is us seeing all the dishes for the first time too. And you're like, oh, maybe I should have played it that differently.
Yeah, you never get to see, like, the overhead, like, shot so much, and it's going so fast that you don't even really, like, know what you plated. You just,
yeah,
like, shoving it onto the thing. You're just like, okay, it's done.
Well, this week was weird in the sense that the what do we call this thing that's going, the level is the platform is going down, and you don't even have an opportunity to grab anything.
I was so happy that I grabbed the steak. I was like, I know that this is gonna go well, and then it didn't.
But it stinks because it kind of did. I mean, like, the commentary on your dish was not bad.
It looked,
like,
so good.
It was just kind of weird. Like, it, yes, it did go bad because you got eliminated, but it didn't go bad. So
yeah.
I don't know. I'm just, like, so conflicted, because I'm just like, ah, like, yeah. And then even the wings.
Well, let's get to the wings, because, yeah, as I said, I love wings. Before we started, I said that I was bummed to see you because I love wings so much, and you made the exact wings that I would want to eat. I thought you went in the right direction. I thought his were, like, rinky, like, what are you even thinking about? Rinky dink wings. With no, like, it looked like no flavor. I don't know. What was your process in choosing the wings and what you wanted to do? And were you, what did you think about when you found that he was going to be the one that you were going up against, I guess, in the elimination?
I'll start with the wings. So with the wings, I kind of went with what I know I get at a pub. Like, when you go to a pub or you go to a bar, like, I'm getting buffalo, I'm getting buttermilk ranch. Like, you want blue cheese, get blue cheese. But I know I want buttermilk ranch, I want buffalo wings, and I want a few pieces of carrots and celery. And that's what I want. So that's what I did. And I might have, I'm so sorry. Give me 1 second. My dog's hysterically crying.
Okay.
And so I went with what I knew, and I went with what I knew I would want at a pub. And that's kind of where we were at with that.
Well, you hardly have any time to, like, think about it too.
No.
You know, you just are like, all right, this is what I'm going to do.
Yeah. Well, and I didn't want to, like, I was thinking about maybe doing, like, a bourbon glaze or something, but I also didn't want to, like, steer in the direction of doing something. And then Gordon being like, well, this wasn't the challenge, so this is getting eliminated because I said make pub wings. So I was like, I'm going to leave it at what I know it to be, and we're going to do that.
You're from Jersey, right? So, and I was originally from there. Is there a place that you would have gone? Nice little shout out for a Jersey place where you would have had these wings?
Oh, I don't want to give my secrets away. There's a nice little dive bar near my house that has the best pizza and the best wings, and I'm waiting for Dave Portnoy to go there and ruin it for me.
Love
There's a
it. You're
great
like,
place in
no, we're
Clifton
not
called
opening yet.
in Clifton. There's a place called Sharky's.
Secrets on that one.
Have you been there, Sharky's in Clifton?
I have not, but
Oh,
I will
they're just,
check it
yeah,
out.
you're a wings person, so go enjoy that. No, I'm sorry to get into the weeds about the wings, but then what did you think when you saw who you were going against?
I mean, everyone was there to compete, so I felt like he wasn't there for the right reasons as everyone else. So it kind of was a shitty feeling to go against someone who I felt like was just there for social media.
Totally get that. Yeah, you're like, I'm here because I really want to learn and cook. And yeah, that's a tough position to be in when you're like, oh, I don't want to, you don't want to go home to that person.
Yeah. But I'm glad I went home the way that I did, because I went home on a good dish and I went home on something that I know tasted good.
Yeah, absolutely. You have nothing that you didn't mess up on anything.
Yeah.
Like you didn't honestly do anything wrong. It just,
It
I guess
felt like
people are better dishes.
Naisha was really upset. What was Naisha like? I've met her. She's very cool. What did you think?
No, she was very nice. She was tough, which is what I needed. Like, she's exactly what I needed in the kitchen. Because like Gordon was really nice, but I don't think he would have pushed me out of my comfort zone. Like, I think he would have stayed in that like dad mode, whereas Naisha is like questioning everything that you do. Like, don't you think you can do better? Like, don't you think you can improve yourself? And I'm like, oh my God. Like, she made me she really made me like want to do better and want to learn more in the 20 minutes that we had.
I absolutely 100% agree with what you're saying. Naisha is, I think, more frightening than Gordon. There's not many, and this, I mean, this may sound like strange, but I'm always so much more used to working like or having like men be like mentors.
Yeah.
And like when I met her and then like heard her talk and like with her like forcefulness and her power and like how she is, she's just so tough and she will challenge you and push you. And it comes from like a good place, but it's also terrifying. Like you're like, oh shit. Okay. Sorry, mom.
Into your soul, like, are you sure? And you're
yeah.
like, I don't know now, but like, let's keep going. So I
Yeah,
definitely.
that woman is a force to be reckoned with. Like, I'm like, and she can lift a lot of weight. So I'm like, no, don't need to meet her in the back alley. Like, but I totally 100% like get what you're talking about. Like, she's just, I think she pushes people outside of their comfort zones. And again, if you like, you went into that wanting to learn, wanting to experience it, like soak it all in. Like, she's the perfect mentor to be
Oh,
with.
yeah.
So was it mostly a good experience? What is it like watching yourself back now, all these months later?
Yeah, it was a great experience. And like, if you told me right now that I was gonna go back and do it again, I would 1,000% pack my bags and go and do it, because everyone down to production was just so nice. And it was just a blast getting to know everyone. And it was just so much fun being able to push myself and being able to compete and like do something that, not a lot of people have the opportunity to do.
Totally.
What are you up to now?
I'm actually prepping for my pop-up for Saturday.
You're like, I'm making wings, obviously.
What are you?
Right?
What is it? What is your
I'm
pop-up?
guessing, right?
So my pop so it's funny, after I got eliminated, I was doing a lot of barbecue competitions. I was doing a lot of like open fire stuff down in Texas and small catering parties. And then I realized, like, all right, I'm done kind of helping people out. I want my own business. So it was like I got eliminated and then I finalized my LLC. And so I did that and I started catering parties. I started doing hors d'oeuvre style on course menus. And mainly my catering business is an open fire catering business. So I will come to you. I have this giant fire table and we'll cook whole hogs, we'll cook chickens, we'll cook
So
everything.
fun. That's so
Amazing.
cool. I love it. It's
How
like
can
such
people
a, I mean, it's
find
such a
out? How
cool
can people
concept. I
find
love
out
it.
about this?
Yeah, so I actually the website to book me is linked on my Instagram. And so my catering Instagram, my catering Instagram is Iron and Oak Catering, and my regular Instagram is Cooking with Zanjas.
All right, cool.
Awesome.
Well, I'm following you now.
So. I was gonna say follow. Yeah, we
gonna follow back when I get off my phone.
Yes. We loved watching you. We were sad to see you get eliminated, in especially under the circumstances. We thought you did a wonderful job, and I know you would have, especially I'm always rooting for the home cooks since that's the world that I came from as well. So but we loved everything you did, and we know, I mean, obviously it's propelled you, at least motivated you to get your LLC going, get your business going. So keep it up, keep hustling.
Go do more shows, because you're really good on TV too.
Thank you. I appreciate. I was myself. I acted like myself, and I had a lot of people text me, and they were like, "You didn't want to tone it down a bit with your comments." I'm like, "I am who I am."
Yeah, no, that you shouldn't. Like, never tone yourself down.
Exactly.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you so much. Good luck with your pop up, and we will be following along and watching everything you do.
Appreciate it. Thank you so much.
All right. Thanks.
Thank you.
See ya.
Bye. Bye.